you know, one of the things when we talk about, you know, liberal and progressive, one of the things that is really kind of quietly part of that conversation is safety, right? We wanted to grow up, we wanted our kids to grow up in a place that was diverse, that they could, you know, be themselves in. You know, as a minority, I you know, grew up in some small towns west of San Antonio when I was younger, where racism was prevalent, things like that. And that, you know, having different ideas and, you know, being different could be dangerous, you know, sometimes. Denton has always been, well, when we moved here in the 90s, Denton was kind of this little far-off burg, and it was like an island away from Dallas, away from Fort Worth, and because of that, it was its own self-defined community, and there was a lot of artists and a lot of exploration of different ideas, and it was probably, you know, the first time I ever got exposed to people who were wildly different than I was, and it kind of, you know, opened your mind to things that you hadn't been exposed to growing up in Texas. So that was important, you know, and I think there's still a lot of that element in Denton. It's changed a lot, though, because, you know, basically creep out from Dallas and everything like that, you know, the whole, what, you know, they traditionally call white flight, has kind of changed the attitude of Denton, whereas its mentality used to be primarily defined by students, you know, philosophically, the two very liberal universities. Now they're kind of the minority in terms of, you know, just people who work in Frisco and Irving and all these other places.